Not much sport around at the moment for obvious reasons. But one type of racing has come into its own since the world locked down. Marble racing. Two brothers from the Netherlands set up Gels Marble Runs and created the Marble League and the Marbula One racing season, which has its final race this weekend. Iowa-based Greg Woods, a motorsport commentator, is also a marble racing commentator.
Think of race 7 as a sort of moving day here in Marbula One. As one race remains, after this, teams can position themselves perfectly for a great run at the championship, but only if they perform here at the Razway. Hey, everybody. Welcome. I'm Greg Woods. And we're rolling. A slow start for Mimo as Smoggy takes the lead. Orangen also getting swarmed from the fourth place position and falls back halfway down the field, and most of the field is stuck. We have a yellow flag and a major incident in Sector 1. Is this going to be a safety marble? Yes, it is.
And off they go. Greg Woods is on the line now. Hello, Greg.
Hello.
This is pretty funny. How long have you been doing this?
So I started commentating with them back in the summer of 2016.
And when you say commentating with them, you mean these two brothers in the Netherlands whose brainchild this was?
Correct, yeah. I had seen one of Yella's videos posted online on Reddit, and at the time they didn't have any commentary with it, and I thought, well, wouldn't this be kind of fun if I just called it like it was a motor race? Because they had a starting lineup picture at the beginning, and the marbles had names, and I thought that was pretty interesting. And that kind of went viral afterward. Yella reached out to me and said, well, would you want to do the commentary for all of our videos moving forward?
Oh, Yella, you're interesting. I looked at the pronunciation of that, and it told me Gels, but it's definitely Yella. Okay, so there's two brothers who set up Yella's Marble Run something like 30 years ago?
It goes back to when they were fairly young, yes. Yella has always been really intrigued by the sights and the sounds and the motion of marbles. He has a form of autism, and he's always really been drawn to that. And the two of them have been doing this since they were kids, but only recently, I want to say in 2013, did they start the YouTube channel and really start to film these and then marble machines.
And these are different sorts of marbles, or the same sorts of marbles, or can people have different sizes or different weights?
That's a good question, because I didn't know this for quite a while. It depends on the series. So we have three main series. There's the Sand Marble Rally, which is the one that's kind of gone viral lately, where it's marbles rolling down a hill. You have the Marble League, which we used to call the Marble Olympics. And then we have Marbula One, which is the F1-style track racing. For Marble League and for Marbula One, those marbles are the same size, but they're a slightly different diameter than the ones in the Sand Marble Rally.
But in the same race, in the same competition, all the marbles are the same.
Yes. Yep. We try to make it as fair as possible for them.
So these guys make the videos, and then you put the commentary on.
Correct. Yeah. Usually there's a lot that goes on in the back end before it reaches me, especially now with Marbula One, because we have a whole team, an international team that adds music, or they add the crowd chanting, or they check the split times for the different sectors. So by the time it does get to me, there's already been a heck of a lot of work done. And then I add my commentary, send it back to them, and then out it goes.
People can go on our webpage and see the intricacy of the track. I mean, these are extraordinarily complicated runs that these marbles have to make. And I can see the charm of that. But at the end of it, Greg, there is nothing other than random chance in terms of which marble wins. This is correct, right?
If you want to look at it from a human standpoint, that is absolutely true. The marble community would say, now, wait a minute, there's strategy and there's grit and there's all this stuff that goes into it. Oh, there's a huge community. Absolutely.
Strategy. What's the strategy?
Well, if you're a marble, then you've got to decide, well, when do I make my attack? Do I hold back? When do I get in the draft?
Yeah.
But really, I mean, ultimately, again, from a human standpoint, it is just gravity and these marbles rolling down. But yet we as humans, I think, find that connection, and we're able to personify, anthropomorphize these marbles and make them into something beyond that random chance and gravity.
Isn't that weird? I wonder if that's what we're doing with most kinds of sport. giving the participants personality when in fact they have absolutely none. The enthusiasm for this predates the exigencies of COVID-19, of course, but this has given it a huge boost.
It has. It's been a very weird combination of things right now, because my background is in public health, and to see all of this happen has been at equal parts fascinating and very disconcerting. But for us to be able to fill that void that was occupied by sports, this is a sport that you have to watch remotely. You have to watch it from home, because we really don't have options for watching it live unless you're a Marvel. So it works out fairly well, and for this to have continued to grow over time, that's been one thing. But what it's done in the last 2 weeks has just been astounding.
And why do you think that is? I mean, apart from the obvious that people can't get out, there's not much other sport on, do you think it has a kind of a calming effect on people?
I think that's a part of it, yes. The attention to detail that these two brothers put into these videos includes this element of good-naturedness. It's fairly lighthearted. You know, the graphics and the music and everything are meant to be not assaulting our senses. They're meant to be easily digested. And as we watch this, there's no, you know, going back and forth with these two. There's no bad blood for the different marbles. I mean, some of the fans may have that, but ultimately we are presenting this as a sport. And I think the other part of this is the fact that sports occupies a big part of our lives, whether we've really known it or not. And this ends up being one cathartic way for us to get that emotion out that we otherwise would in any sport, whether it's cheering on an underdog or hoping for an upset or, you know, hoping the home team does well or record-breaking performance. Those are still the same emotions at the heart of it.
And in the Marble League, which, as you say, used to be called the Marble Olympics, what do the marbles have to do in the various events?
So this is, for those who aren't familiar, an Olympic-style competition. So there are roughly 15 different events, and it changes depending on whether it's the summer or the winter Marble League or Marble Olympics. But we've had everything from your standard Olympic competitions, like, you know, sprint races and relay races. We've done rafting, where it's little 3D printed rafts that they send down a waterway. High jump, long jump, balance beam. I mean, it may sound absolutely bizarre, and I guess at the heart of it, it is. But when you see this, it's a stadium filled with marbles watching these marbles compete. There's marble cameramen. There's marble referees. I'm a marble sitting in the commentary box somewhere. I mean, it's just pretty interesting how quickly you get that suspension of disbelief and really get into this.
And all the crowds are marbles, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are we anticipating from the Marbula One final race this weekend, I wonder?
It's setting up really well. We have four teams that are statistically still able to win the overall championship. Team Galactic is kind of on the really long shot end of that. So we could say basically three teams. But I think qualifying is going to play a really big part in it. But then this is a longer race. Usually these Grand Prix have been about 10 laps, but this one's going to be 15 or 16. So it's going to take a little bit more stamina. It's going to take a little bit more strategy. When do you choose to attack, or, you know, how quickly do you have to make your move?
Is your father still alive?
He is, yes.
He got you into Formula One, and he was a huge Formula One fan. Does he think this is great or completely bonkers?
You know, I don't think those two are mutually exclusive. I think probably a little bit of both, because this does capture some of those same elements, and it's that intensity, and it's that straightaway, you know, full speed. And he's been a fan since the 50s, when over here in the U.S. they used to air it on the Wide World of Sports, you know, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. So to go from, you know, 50s Formula One Grand Prix up to 2020 Marbula One, it's quite a journey.
Very good to talk to you. Thank you, Greg Woods. Best of luck. Best of luck, particularly with the final race of the Marbula One racing season coming up this weekend.